Welcome, everyone. Thanks a lot for taking time to connect and watch this presentation. I'm really honored to have this opportunity to talk in this symposium. I hope that you will enjoy this presentation. So today I will talk about this imposter syndrome. I don't know if you ever heard about it, how to defeat it and turn it into a booster for our growth. And for doing that, I will tell you a story, mine. So, well, let me introduce myself first. Hello, everyone. I'm Matteo. I'm a senior software developer, pizza lover, traveler, runner, blockchain, and crypto enthusiast, sometimes not in this order. I was born in Foggia, in the south of Italy. Then I moved to Rome for a few years, working and living there. Then in Milan, a few more years, working and living there. And right now, I'm living in Barcelona, and I'm working for a US company named Cochava as an engineering manager. So now that you know me, I would love to know you a bit as well, because usually when I'm having this presentation in on-site meetups or conferences, I'm used to ask some questions. Today we don't have this chance, so usually what I ask is, have you ever felt like you don't belong where you are? Is everyone at your office way more talented than you? Do you think that you don't deserve what you achieved? And I did this presentation quite a few times, and data are more or less the same every time. People are feeling not that well in their workplace. Here you can see 82%, at least one time in their lifetime, they felt like they were not belonging where they were and where they are. And more or less 50% of people are feeling this way right now at their current workplace. So is this happened to you as well, at least once in your lifetime? Well, as this data already showed us, yes, it happened. And so I'm in good company, and we all have this kind of weird feeling at least once in our lifetime. So why I decided to talk about this imposter syndrome? Well, a couple of years ago, I was on the beach in Mungat. I read an article, and it was quite interesting around this topic. So I decided to write a post on LinkedIn. But as you know, over there we have 1,500 chars to say our, to express our thoughts. And it was not enough for me. So I started preparing some slides. And then from some slides, I had more than 100 slides that are big pictures, so there is not so much text around it. So what I want to do is sharing my experience with you and show you that it's not that bad after all. So let's start with my story. Let's start from January 18th, 2015. I was living in Milan, and I had this offer from Viacom, that is a multinational company based in US. They own many media brands like Paramount, Spike, MTV, and there were many, many interesting projects to work on in this company. Like, for example, I worked on the API for Playplex. That was the first attempt to have a unified mobile platform for consuming long-form videos and short-form videos. And it was a huge success. In fact, we reached a huge huge amount of people, like 40 countries, 15 million downloads, 30 million long-form episode streams viewed each month back in 2016. So it was a huge pillar in the strategy of Viacom. And then after that, we started working on the same concept, that was having one unique platform also for websites. And they worked also on that project for all the brands in Viacom. So exciting times, a lot of challenges. I worked with really good people. I learned really a lot. But then after like 3 years working on these projects, I was looking for something different because, yeah, I had a great job. I was working with amazing people and in a great company, but I needed something more and different. And so I started looking around. And then a few months later, I went to Croatia. I was on vacation. And I was questioning myself, what am I still doing in Milan? Because this is what I would like to have in my life. See, sun. It was kind of a recurrent thought, but my ideas were not clear because I was going on LinkedIn, looking to job posts, but with not clear idea, I never made the next step that was applying to job opportunities. I tried just some, just for the sake of it, just for keeping me entertained and trained. And in the meanwhile, I was also studying some topics that were kind of interesting to me, but nothing more than that. Then after this vacation, I came back to Milan, and I had still that idea stuck in my mind. As you can see here, Milan is really, really nice, really beautiful, but then it's also cold and gray for long months in autumn and winter. So again, I was on LinkedIn looking for good opportunities. And as you know, there are way too many options out there. So I needed to narrow down the list. And I remember that I always loved Barcelona. So I started focusing on this city, looking for some job openings that may be fitting my skill set and my ambitions. And I found this opportunity that was quite good. They were looking for senior PHP developers that were interested in pursuing a career in Golang. And so I saw some good overlapping with my experience and my ambitions for the future, learning new stuff, improving my skills. Problem is, this opportunity was not active anymore, was expired. Nevertheless, I wrote a cold email to the recruiter, Barbara Iranzo, presenting myself and asking if the position was still available. Job posting was not active anymore, so there were high chances that it was not active. And they were already hiring someone, but I tried. And I was lucky because after a few days, Barbara answered me and we started the recruitment process. So I had some interviews with her and then with some people from the company. And in the end, after these steps, I landed a job offer. So I was moving to Barcelona. That was really, really great. During those months from September to December, when then I moved to Barcelona, well, there were hectic times because I had to continue working for Viacom. I was packing, doing all the bureaucratic stuff for going to Barcelona. Then December came and it was time to say goodbye to my dear friends over there. And on